Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's all nice on ice. How's it going? Can you turn the headphone volume up there, Chris?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, there we go. We're having some tech issues once again, but that's okay.
Still loading.
We're still loading
over here.
Sorry for that delay. We are bringing it over. We'll make the switch in a second.
What's going on?
Nothing. Do you still want to play the theme song?
Yeah.
Okay. This is actually kind of work because I was thinking maybe we should do something like when the saving for the locker thing ends, we'll just like when we come on, we can go like, welcome to It's All Nice on Ice.
And then do the song?
Yeah. Can you turn up the thing?
Which thing?
My computer.
All right, it's up.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Can you press the button?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not coming through then.
Oh my God.
Are you sure it's on?
Dude, I promise it's on. It's on right there.
Why am I not getting any sound then?
It's because...
I'm not getting any sound out of here. Are you sure it's on?
Dude.
Can I have the other input thing? Oh.
Wait.
Okay, I know what happened. Okay, so what happened is that I was playing Perfume by Wand at the same time that Chris was playing the theme song. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I'm going to play.
So do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
Welcome to It's All Nice on Ice.
Come on.
Hello and welcome to It's All Nice on Ice.
Oh, God.
Rough start. But that's okay. This is It's All Nice on Ice, recorded live here, Radio Free Brooklyn in Bushwick. This is a new music news, reviews, the blues, news cruise, Tom Cruise.
Booze cruise.
Great episode of The Office entitled Booze Cruise.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one. That's a big Jim and Pam's episode, right?
Beginning, yeah, because Roy's freaking out or something.
Ugh.
And then Jim's dating another girl.
Ugh.
And she says, like, you're still in love with Pam.
Oh, man. She's right.
The purse girl. Remember she came in the office selling purses?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah. I believe that episode was entitled Hot Girl.
She was right the whole time.
She was.
So, listen, we got some new tech a few weeks ago, and it's just really... We've been having a hard time adjusting. There's
new
bit
for
of a,
us, not new to the world. But you gonna get me started on some of this tech stuff, man. Jeez.
Yeah, it's,
you've heard about this.
I
stuff,
know.
Right?
Yeah, I know how you. I actually don't know how you feel. I just know.
I just know that some of this stuff, man. Like you wouldn't even believe the way that some of this stuff is these days, dude. What? Hey, I'm walking down the ice sidewalk. Like, are you serious? Like, what are they gonna make next? Like, it's ridiculous, dude.
Electric toothbrushes?
Hey, let me just eat this eye burger. Like, honestly,
enough.
Where does it end?
Like, enough.
It just keeps going with some of this eye. Like, I
think it's BS.
Yeah. You know what it's gonna be next, dude? It's gonna be IBS, irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh,
it's giving me IBS.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Hey, this is good. I feel good. Last week I was missing you.
Yeah, I was out of office.
We had
last week.
We had Kevin Yetman and his mother in.
Yeah, that was really nice. And somebody his brother called.
Yeah, Patrick.
Patty.
Patrick Yetman called. Patrick it was Yetman. Good. It was a very eventful episode.
A lot of haikus.
Yeah, yep, we celebrated National Poetry Month. I think that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, more like loku. Because they weren't, well, no, I don't know. Can't all work, you know?
It can't all work. Keep trying, though.
Yeah.
We can just keep trying.
That's all we can do. Yeah, so we met up last night for a little bit.
Yes.
We went to House of Yas.
Yas, to see friend of the show, Taylor.
Yeah. She was in a show called Acoustica Electronica. Very cool show from Boston that they brought down to Brooklyn for the first time. Very, very fun. Great DJ. DJ Danny Sattery.
I love DJ Sattery. He might be my favorite part.
DJ Danny Sattery killing it. Fun show, though. Crazy.
There was also a guitar player that Jake tells me is the son of Sam Ash, who is a real guy.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did not know
Ben Ash. And his guitar, he was ripping solos. Just keep in mind, there's a DJ playing the house music for this entire show, and there's people dancing around. And then there's just the son of Sam Ash just shredding guitar solos basically constantly with a guitar with a light up fretboard.
Yeah, it was...
That was like flashing and changing colors.
It was crazy.
It was pretty nuts. Awesome show, though. I hope it comes back around. If it does, we'll plug it on the show so everyone can go and see it. Okay, Chris?
We'll plug it in.
Plug it in.
So what else happened? Where were you last weekend?
Last weekend, Taylor was working on another show, and they had like a soft opening for Broadway. It was an off-Broadway show.
Oh, wow.
And they had like a soft opening. Tonight is the actual opening night.
The Firm.
Yeah.
The Firm opening.
The Firm opening. So last weekend I just went there, and there was actually one of the cast members from Hamilton was there last night. Two of them were there.
No way.
Yeah. And then last week at the soft opening, I saw the guy who plays Aaron Burr.
No.
Yeah.
Did you have a fanboy moment?
Yeah, but then he after like observing him from across the room for a little bit, I kind of realized he didn't really seem like a guy I'd want to hang out with.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I don't have to talk to him. He didn't seem very cool.
All right.
Yeah. So. That's okay.
That's good. Yeah. Having Kevin, aka Mr. Yetman, and his mother, Mrs. Yetman, in here was really a handful. They were a lot. It would have been great to have you here, but you know, I understand that we're gonna miss some shows sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I think you're taking a couple weeks off in May.
Yeah, I'm
just need a break. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna check myself in.
Yeah.
To the mental institution.
Yeah.
I had a very interesting weekend this weekend. I saw Ty Segall on Friday night.
Ty Segall.
A lot of people saying Ty Segall.
What I tell those people? Shut the fuck up.
Oh, jeez. Not to be mean like that.
Just tell them to, man. Like, seriously.
All right.
Some of these guys.
I didn't have the Segall to do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I saw him Friday at Brooklyn Steel. Incredible show. Just really, really, really good. Woke up early Saturday.
Okay.
Went to the MoMA.
Oh.
It was amazing. Or as my dad calls it, the MoMO. what a goofball. And then after that, I went to Taylor's show. So I had a very inspired weekend here.
Nice. That's really great.
So I went home and finger painted. For 32 hours, and now I'm here.
32 hours?
Yeah, I haven't slept.
Wow.
Just been drinking coffee and finger painting.
Nice. What are you painting?
Don't know. Yeah.
How's that throat doing? I got a lot of that. I don't know if that's coming through all the way.
It's the allergies.
Yeah, it's that time.
I saw a New Yorker cartoon this afternoon.
Oh, boy.
Said,
these things are hilarious.
Thank God the weather's gotten better. Now we can stop complaining about the weather and start complaining about our allergies.
Oh, jeez, man. What a left turn that one.
Wow. So true.
I honestly didn't see that end coming. That is funny.
That's good, right?
That's funny. I love those things.
Thought you'd like that.
I really do. I really, really do. So what do you want to get into, man? What's going on? Do we have anything else to cover before, or should we maybe hop into a couple more tracks?
In terms of like the opening bit thing, I'm pretty sure we're good.
Yeah, a lot of work goes into the opening bit. It's usually planned a few weeks in advance, just of like a lot of rehearsals and dress rehearsals and undressed rehearsals. If you, yeah,
that's cool.
Thanks.
You mean you started playing that Wand song? You want to get into that?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you guys have heard of the band Wand. They're a psyche doom.
We're not talking about Potter.
What?
We're not talking about Harry Potter.
Come on, dude.
With his wand stuff.
Oh, my God.
You know we're not.
I know. So, this band has been around for a minute. They were kind of taken under the wing of the Ty Segall. Okay?
Who?
Ty Segall.
Got it.
crew, Castleface Records, under...
Who else is in the Ty Siegel crew? I'm not putting you on the spot. I just actually want to know.
The OCs.
Okay.
King Tuff, who we'll talk about later today.
King Tuff.
Michael Cronin.
Oh, okay.
Who actually was playing bass for Ty.
Of Hollywood Handbook fame.
Really?
Yeah, he's been on Hollywood Handbook a few times.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So this band, Wand, is a very good psych band. Definitely more jammy than a lot of the OCs and Ty stuff. They get very doomy often, but a lot of their new tracks here for their new album they got coming out are very Beatles-esque on the psych side.
Nice.
Still garagey, but very nice and melodic, and they came out...
Do you think they're similar to Tame Impala?
You could say that, but okay. I was a little more on the lo-fi end.
Got it. Oh, okay, cool.
So we're going to listen to Perfume. It's a new new single, and let's pray to the tech gods on this one.
Yeah, I got it up here too, in case. We can play it at the same time. I'm getting that. Yep.
Yeah, we're good. So we got about 4 minutes left on this guy. Yeah. So I'm going to cut it off here a little bit. Let it play in the background.
Just bring it down.
But yeah, so that is actually the title track off of their upcoming record. It's a 30-minute EP called Perfume. It's out 525 on Drag City. So yeah, no, they're awesome. They really are. They really do have some Tame Impala notes, as you were mentioning. Some Beatles-y harmonies. Yeah, man. So some good stuff.
Cool. Can you give me a little bit more? I heard that guitar's kicking in. All right.
It's good.
It's good. Very good. Looking forward to that EP very much.
525. It's a few months before Christmas, but hey, keep it wrapped. I tell them all the time, buy the album, keep it wrapped. It's not going to get old, then you'll just give it to someone for Christmas.
Keep it wrapped, baby.
Keep it wrapped.
Cool.
So what you got for me? You got a new segment this week. You want to jump in?
Do you want to do? I don't know if we're ready to do one of them.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think we are.
But I can announce it, maybe.
Yeah, we like to get people on the ground floor of these concepts. So
we're thinking a lot about segments, right? We got the ice box. We got the two new ones Chris is thinking of. We got the album of the week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new, and we got best new artists we've been working on.
Yes.
So we were thinking, a lot of the times when people are in the studio, when we throw the song on, turn the mics off, we're still talking, guys. If you've seen the Instagram lives, you know we're still back and forth. Hey, Chris, stupid haircut. He's back at me. Hey, your butt smell. Like, it's all that kind of, like, back and forth. We're talking a lot about the songs. So we thought maybe we should start a segment where we keep the mics on. We're playing some of the songs. This is called The Glacier Melt.
Whoa.
Where we break down some of this stuff we're listening to.
It's kind of like exploding a song.
Yeah. We should call it Song Exploder. Wait, no.
That doesn't really fit with our brand of ice. Yeah.
Yeah. So
call it.
So we got the glacier. We're doing the glacier melt.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, we're going to, a song we both like. We're not, I don't think we want to do it like every week. I think it's only if there's a song that really calls for it. You know what I mean?
Actually, I just thought of something.
Okay.
What if someone's on the subway and they're like, I love the glacier melt. It's my favorite. And people around them are like, dude, glaciers melting is a huge emergency that really needs to be addressed right now. I mean, I just don't want those people to be judged.
Should you call it the freeze?
Let's just call it the glacier melt, okay. Actually, yeah.
Are they going to get it confused with like a tuna melt, you think?
Ooh. I mean, if you're on the subway and you say you love a tuna melt, if anything, you just gain some cred from I don't think that's anything bad at all.
So should we call it the tuna melt? Just to clear up so nobody I don't want DiCaprio coming after us.
I don't want DiCaprio coming after us either. Yeah. Let's, okay.
All right. It's called the tuna melt. This is where we break down a song every week with the mics on. We're not going to do it this week. Unless we want to, but I don't think we are. I have it planned. So that's the first new segment, Tune Them Out. Second one, the ice pick.
Ooh, I like that.
It's the ice pick. This is, I know we have album of the week. This is similar. But, you know, as there's two guys in the studio working together day in, day out, you start growing similar in some ways. Might get a little boring on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a differentiating factor.
Yes.
Chris is going to handle, it's going to be a dual effort. But Chris is going to be the best new album of the week guy.
Right.
And I'm going to be handling the ice pick.
Ooh.
Which is going to be mainly alternative albums from probably the 2000s. Doesn't have to be new. Just stuff that I found recently, or a new band I found that I think's pretty cool and I think a lot of people should listen to it. Or it can maybe be topical. Like if a band's got a new album coming out.
Tropical.
Maybe that would be cool. Tropical.
Get some tropical music.
Yeah. Tropical house. So then maybe it's going to be another album. We can go back and say, hey, there's this new album coming out. Listen to this one first. So that's kind of what the ice pick is going to be, you know?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So this week I'm putting my ice pick of the week is the album Throw Me in the River by the Smith Street Band. Just a great album. I think it came out maybe 2015, 2016, maybe 2014. I don't know exactly. But
sounds like you did some pretty good research on this.
Yeah, I did. They're from Melbourne, Australia.
Okay.
It's good. It's a good, it's alternative album. Gets pretty mad. A lot of heavy guitars.
Ooh.
Say that you throw the F word around a little bit, but it's a good one. If you're looking for a...
They're not saying the F word, are they?
They say it in one song. It's actually funny because the album's called Throw Me in the River, but in the song Throw Me in the River, he actually says throw me in the effing river.
No.
Yeah. He says like, throw me in the river. He's like screaming.
Like a car horn.
Yeah. It's cool. But yeah, that's the ice pick. Throw Me in the River, Smith Street Band.
Do we want to hear a song from it?
Yeah. Just throw on a... Let me find a...
I got it up right now.
What do you got?
You want me to just pick one of these?
Yeah, which one sounds cool to you?
I Don't Want to Die Anymore.
That's a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or we can play Throw Me in the River.
Play Throw Me in the River.
Fine.
Throw me in the red. We'll just get to the first chorus. I don't want to make a huge deal out of this.
This is a good segment, dude.
Thanks, dude. Maybe it won't be this long every week, but...
I'll fill in the pores and cracks. I hope whatever you were running from didn't catch you when you thought that you were gone. And I crossed another border, further from home for the third time this week. And I wish I had the intelligence or identification to buy a phone. I'd give anything to hear you speak. Say something sweet. Say something nice to me. Then join me in the fucking river. Front seat of the car when we fucked in New Year's Park. Thought that I would feel whole, thought that I would feel free. Least you thought I had a soul, least you fucking noticed me. This morning I walked north on Main Street towards the temples, feel the sun's heat. And I'll know whatever happens, my conscience will be clear, even if I let these thoughts I have pop up and smoke and disappear and say something
nice to me.
I like it, dude. It's a good ice. This is a good ice pick, man.
Thanks, man.
I haven't listened much to this band before. I've been recommended this band a few times, though.
By machines or by people?
Both. Okay. Both, actually. Yeah. By algorithms and by actual humans.
Humans.
So, nice, man. I like the ice pick.
Cool, thanks. I'm a big fan. I'm excited to do a tuna melt. I don't think we have one this week, anything that we want to really do. Crazy. But... like when the new Arctic Monkeys comes out, we'll definitely do a tuna melt on one of those.
Oh, ones. Yeah.
We can, or like if they release a single.
Yeah, we can melt one of those.
Your theory is they're going to release a single tomorrow.
I have a feeling that by next show, we will have an Arctic Monkeys single for you.
Do you think it's going to be a 3-single release? If you'll do 3 singles before the album comes out?
No, I'll give you 2.
Really? I feel like they either do one or 3.
What do we got, May 11th? Okay. Yeah. It'll be 3. Okay. Let's do 3.
3. What are you expecting from the new Arctic Monkeys album?
EDM.
Okay.
Straight up.
Okay.
Just pure, very strong EDM. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. That was perfect.
Cool.
So I appreciate the ice pick because it kind of gives you a glance into... some stuff that you listen to that isn't necessarily new. And we cover a lot of new music, too. Yeah,
and that's kind of the hook of the show.
And
I mean, everyone knows the hook of the show is that it's an emo show. That's what we sold it as.
Yeah, it is.
But we don't really do that anymore.
Yeah. But we're about to get a little emo here. Nicki Minaj came out with some new tracks on, I think on Thursday or Wednesday of this week. She came out with 2. She's got an LP coming.
Uh-oh.
Hey-oh.
Do you know when the LP is coming? Because I have a question for you.
I don't know.
Okay.
I was trying to look.
Do you think that... yeah, you can't look anything up on that.
Yeah, it's really, really busting my bones.
If you leave the Spotify app, it'll take you about 15 minutes to get back to it. Do you think that the release of Invasion of Privacy had any effect on the release dates of these Nicki Minaj songs?
I really don't know.
Do you think that Invasion of Privacy came out and it was huge and it's the top album? Do you think she got mad and released these 2 singles to try to like...
I don't know. I don't like the comparison, really.
But aren't they competitive?
I don't know.
I think they are.
I feel like everyone just kind of made it that way.
Did they? Okay, then maybe...
You know what I mean?
I am a result of the media, Chris. I'm a product of the human
you
race.
Are. You're an organic. You're an organic thing.
So I'm being fed this, and baby, I'm eating it right up.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't.
I can see, though, like just
comparing people is weird.
But that's like when J. Cole, sometimes. When Yeezus came out, J. Cole released his album, and like they released it like the same day as like kind of like a competitive thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because I think Kanye announced his release date, and then J. Cole did his the same day. Because he tried to beat him. I think he lost.
But they're so different.
I know.
Those are both really good albums.
Forever, those two were always compared. Like, not forever, but for the few months after, it was like, which one do you like better, J. Cole or Kanye? So now I feel like she might be going for, like, which one do you like better, Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
Yeah, it's just like a weird, I don't know, it's weird. To me, it's like, I don't know, just like there's another, like there's a big female rapper right now, let's just compare them. Like, I don't know, it's like a weird grouping thing. I don't really like it. I don't know. I haven't completely made an opinion on this, but I don't think they should be compared. I think they should exist together. And
I agree.
And these new Nicki Minaj songs, we haven't had some new Nicki Minaj. We haven't had a new Nicki Minaj album since Pink Print, which has been been a few years. Yeah, I think it's been 3 years since that came out. So we're going to play Chun-Li for you. I like it a lot. It's my favorite of the two new singles. The other one's called Barbie Ting.
Yeah.
But this one bumps.
And the connection here is that Arctic Monkeys have a song called Chun-Li Spinning Bird Kick.
Oh, yeah.
So then that's the segue from Arctic Monkeys to Nicki Minaj. I know you're supposed to do a segue actually between them, but we'll save the segue for the end of it.
There are several segues from Arctic Monkeys to Nicki Minaj, but we chose that one.
Yeah.
Here's Chun-Li. Look like I'm going for a swim. Dunked on him, now I'm swinging off the rim. Bitch ain't coming off the bench. While I'm coming off the court fully drenched. Here goes some haterade, get your thirst quenched. Style doing him in this Burberry trench. These birds copy every word, every inch. But gang gang got the hammer and the wrench. I pull up in that quarter milli off the lot. Oh, now she trying to be friends like I forgot. Show off my diamonds like I'm signed by the rock. Ain't pushing out his baby's telly by the rock. Ayo, I been on, bitch, you been corn. Bentley tints on, Fendi prints on. I mean, I been storm, X-Men been formed. He keep on dialing Nicki like the Prince song. To be the bad guy. Well, it's the last time you're gonna see a bad guy do the rap game like me. I went and copped the chopsticks. Put it in my bun just to pop shit. I'm always in the top shit. Box seats, bitch, fuck the gossip. How many of them could've did it with finesse? Not everybody like she really is the best. You played checkers, couldn't beat me playing chess. Now I'm about to turn around and beat my chest. Bitch, it's King Kong. Yes, it's King Kong. Bitch, it's King Kong. This is King Kong. Chinese ink on, Siamese links on. Call me 2 Chainz, name go ding dong. Bitch, it's King Kong. Yes, I'm King Kong. This is King Kong. Yes, Miss King Kong. You're in my kingdom with my Timbs on. How many championships? What? 6 rings on. They need rappers like me. They need rappers like me. So they can get on their fucking keyboards and make me the bad guy, Chun-Li. Ayo, I been on, bitch, you been con. Bentley tints on, Fendi prints on. I mean, I been storm, X-Men been formed. He keep on dialing Nicki like the Prince song. I been on, bitch, you been con. Bentley tints on, Fendi prints on. Ayo, I been north, Lara been croft. Play say Chun-Li, drop the bins off. That's just, damn.
That was good.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I do too.
For some reason, I like it way more. When I saw new Nicki Minaj songs, I was like, okay, we'll see.
Hey, Chris, what do you think about it compared to Cardi B?
No.
Staying clear of that.
Staying clear of the closing doors, please. We're in New York.
The red that indicates doors are secured. Arctic Monkeys connection there. Yeah, again.
We're getting back to it.
The new Arctic Monkeys. I wanted for the teaser video they released. It's a little bit worrisome.
What are you thinking?
Because Arctic Monkeys have always been, and in my mind, always should be, a guitar band, and Alex Turner has said as such. They're the last guitar band. But there was some synthesizers in that new song.
They've used synthesizers.
But before. Not prominently. They've never even used an acoustic guitar.
Yes, they have.
What song?
Cornerstone.
No.
Yes. Electric. No.
Yeah, it's electric.
No, it's not.
Yes. I believe there might be one part with an acoustic guitar in the song 2013, but I'm not 100% sure. Put on Cornerstone. I'll put it on. It's not an acoustic guitar.
Listen, why do we got to fight? Why do we got to compare? I'm just kidding. You look for Cornerstone. I'll keep stalling.
Okay. I'm looking for Cornerstone, and you're going to keep stalling.
I think that with Arctic Monkeys, regardless, I don't see any problem. I feel like they would use synths tastefully.
Can you turn that on?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, it is an acoustic guitar.
God.
Okay.
I'm not worried about it. I think it'll be okay.
All right. Well, I stand corrected. I'm 100% wrong that the Arctic Monkeys have never used an acoustic guitar, and in the fact that they actually did in the song that Chris said that they do.
And that was just one example that I could think of quickly.
Try to think of another one, though.
I don't know.
I bet you can't think of two.
The one that's like, "Fools on parade,
then carry on, but waiting days. Well, I would rather be beside than in front of,
because I've never been the kind to be hollowed by the stairs."
Fools and... That is... Denton... Boaton... I don't know.
I forget what it is. I forget
it's on
what
Humbug, right?
Yeah. I'm excited for this record. I think it's going to be a good record. And you heard it here first.
I think it's going to be good, too. A little nervous.
Yeah. Actually, okay. Never mind. Let me back up here. I forgot my actual point.
Okay.
Well, I was explaining this to somebody the other day. With these bands, for some reason, these bands that really had awesome albums in the 2000s, I feel like now when they come out with new music, it's just like 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
I don't know why. 100%. I don't know why, but
because they might use an acoustic guitar, might not. And I would never know the
difference.
This
isn't about acoustic, all right? Jake?
I would never know the difference, apparently. Everything's electric to me.
It's electric.
Everything's electric to me. Oh, wait. Someone's coming to the studio. Oh, someone came to the studio and gave us the new Arctic Monkey song. Can you play real quick? I'm gonna down to the space. I see you in your face. Let's go have a beer. I want you to stay here. Oh, wow. That was just a little quick segment of it, but sounded pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. Dude, thank God we have that messenger guy.
Yeah.
He's good. So, another thing we have here this week. Are you a fan of the internet?
The World Wide Web?
No, the internet, the artist,
oh, the
band.
Odd Future.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
The
a
Odd
fan.
Future.
I forget her name. What's her name?
Sid.
Sid. Oh, I was just saying that. Sid the Kid.
We long story short, we love the internet over here, okay? We're big fans of most things Odd Future, right? Is there anything from Odd Future that you're not a fan of? Earl, Vince Staples, Tyler, Frank?
Haji.
I mean,
do they do anything anymore? Haji?
Haji has made some good music before.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I'm a fan of all.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The internet, for some reason.
Not to say that it's because of the internet.
I think that they will become an incredible band. They are great.
Really?
They're very young still. But they, I feel like
not
the music
forever,
that
though.
They were making, even when Odd Future was really at its peak as a collective.
Mm-hmm.
Was great. Purple Naked Ladies is what got me listening to them. And now they're all kind of branching off. Sid had a great solo album last year.
Mm.
And Steve Lacy did a lot of stuff with Frank Ocean. He's a great guitar player. He's been working with people left and right. Very young kid. And now we have Patrick Page.
Solid dude.
I believe
he's... Bass player, right?
Yeah, I believe he's the bass player. He's got some solo stuff. I'm sure it's going to be great. The whole record's going to be great. He's got a whole record coming out here.
Got a new record.
And we got a song for you today from it. So
yeah.
If you're thinking to yourself, I wish I knew what these guys were talking about, I'm going to tell you what we're talking about
we
right
now.
We
should do a whole Odd Future show. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, my God. We could go on and on. They're ridiculous.
And play, like, one track from all the guys and the gals.
Be so good.
Be cool. Play some songs by Damo and Taco.
Yeah.
That might be kind of cool.
You love Taco.
Because people really like when we did that theme episode about the B-sides. Real popular episode of the show.
People is like the four people who listen to us every week.
Yeah. But hey.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
If it's four people, they're gonna keep listening. So give the people what they want.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So maybe we'll do a theme episode.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe for 1 month, we'll do themes for every episode.
Okay. Which month?
I don't know.
I can't that month.
Okay.
I'm busy. Okay. What about the one before that?
I'm busy now every day to the rest of the year, I think.
So we got the song On My Mind / Charge It to the Game.
What does that mean?
Don't know. This is featuring Sid and Carrie Foe, who I'm not sure who the latter is. I believe they're both from the internet, though. But this is Patrick Page, and let's just really just check it out.
Let's do it up, man.
From my little one at Toledo State. Decide to write a verse cause I don't know how to communicate. I hope you're doing good in school and keeping up your grades. You got a boyfriend yet, what's his name? And I'm from this fate. I'm from this fate. No, I'm just kidding. We don't speak often and that kinda hurts. Writing this verse, I'm trying to keep the tears up off my shirt. I know you growing up fast now and for what it's worth. I watch you from a distance, hella proud and crack a smirk. I know mommy's shining hard, even in the winter. You the only one who shares the same pain when we say we miss him. I think of what happened, wish I could make some changes. I wish our differences didn't turn us to distant strangers. I'm hoping and praying time brings it full circle. We both learn life ain't fair and has its own curfew. We share the same blood, so ain't no reason for this. Wish we was closer, but just maybe it ain't the season for this. And that's alright, and that's alright, and that's alright, and that's alright. You tried to dress up as me for Halloween. That was the coolest shit I've ever seen. And to this day, there ain't nobody that can take your place. And even with the space between us, I save you a space. We came a long way living off Section 8. Now you're in college and I travel the world and state to state. Wish mom was here to see us living our dreams. Yeah, that'd be nice, but I get haunted by her disappointment. Every time we fight, I can't sleep at night. So look, our bullshit aside, I love you to death. Life just played a foul move, but in this game ain't no rep. Wish April didn't come with that shit, trying to divide and conquer. Even though we live in different states, just know I got you. After that day comes, we communicate and get it right. Wherever I met her at, you won't leave my sights. Regardless of what's happening, I'ma keep on hoping. Just always know my arms is wide open. Wide open, wide open, wide open. Thank you.
Hey, I just got me a new chain. Diamonds will put you to shame. Yeah. What does it all really mean? Nothing material therapy, man. Stunt and run them numbers, nigga. Yeah, got
a this song's great.
Really like good. That. That's Patrick Page II. Just some real smooth hip hop with just some loopy bass going on in the background.
Super loopy. I really like it. Very big fan.
Sid killed it. Yeah, so smooth. Very jazzy.
I'm doing some concert seeing coming up, Chris, this week.
Tell me who you got coming up.
I got on Friday seeing, I'm trying to get you to come to this show, Jeff Rosenstock.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be there.
Okay. Jeff Rosenstock is playing at Warsaw in Greenpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely be at the pierogi bar. You can find me at the Kvasa station.
Is that your plan?
It's my plan, yeah. Grab a stick, hop out there, killing it.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for that. Great rocker. Chris is a big fan.
Yeah, that'll be
very
good.
Very excited to see him. Jeff, and tomorrow Jeff's night, good. I'm seeing my main man.
Your favorite artist, I would say.
Buckethead. Very psyched to see
how's
Buckethead.
This going
to
go? Is he going to have a band?
He's going to have a band. But a lot of, because his famous songs are just him absolutely shredding.
Really?
Just destroying the guitar. But a lot of his other stuff is more atmospheric, acoustic, like finesse guitar. Not just like showing off, just like really cool soundscapes with an acoustic guitar sometimes.
Wow.
She does a lot. So I don't know what to expect, really.
That's cool, man. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
And where's that? B.B. King's?
That's at B.B. King's Blues Lounge, which I think is in like Times Square, right?
Listen, I love going up to Times Square.
Oh, man. Tell me about it. The lights, the glam, the fashion. Hello!
It makes me just feel like I'm at home.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel so comfortable there. I feel really at ease. It's so great. Dude, just look up and look at the stars.
Now, you can't look up for too long, though, because someone's going to run into you real hard.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, yeah, it's and then you bump and you say, hey, thanks. And you're like, whatever. You know? I love it there. So I'll send a report back.
Yeah. If you can, take a picture with the M&M store. I love the M&M store.
Oh, of course, dude. You know I'm going to be there.
Can you get me some yellow M&Ms?
You know how I do it. I stick my head down underneath the thing and just open it up, baby.
Just get as many in there as you can.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color of M&M?
I guess blue, maybe.
Okay.
No, red. I'm going to go red.
If this is a BuzzFeed quiz, I would tell you where your next vacation in Europe is going to be now.
From my M&Ms?
From that, yeah.
And then would Facebook steal all of your data and sell it to companies?
Exactly.
Using third-party apps?
Precisely.
Did you watch Zuckerberg?
No.
In front of Congress?
No.
Fire.
How was it?
Good. I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah?
He really held his own against those... I mean, it's just a bunch of old guys asking him questions who didn't know about the internet. So basically had to like explain things. They were really asking him like really unrelated questions. And he had to like explain pretty simple concepts sometimes. But otherwise, I think he did a good job. I think it's good for the internet industry that he supported himself in that position. And I think he did a good job.
I just hope the internet industry really takes off.
And not to say not because of the internet.
Where are we going from here? Are we getting into the box?
Yeah, we should get in the we can get in the box.
I don't have a theme song. Do you have
I
it?
Probably do. I emailed it to you. You have it in your email.
Dude, come on. You're going to call me out about the email right now?
Yeah, Hillary.
Wow.
Is my sound on?
It's on.
Don't turn it on.
He's in the freezer.
You have to let it play. Get your finger off.
I should have brought a book or something.
This is great. No one can see you when you do that. Chris is simulating sleep. It's over.
Not over here. Jeez.
There's still a second left. Okay, it's over now. That's good.
That's good. That's good, really good, yeah.
I like that.
It is a good song. You did a bang-up job with that one.
Yeah. You keep chirping over there, pal. All right, dude. What's the icebox? Hello?
Icebox is where we put people, places, and things that need to chill out a little bit. They're doing a little too much. Please relax, buddy. Get in the icebox. Take a break. Hey. Hey, come on.
Hey.
Stop doing that.
Hey.
Get in the icebox.
Hey.
John Daly doing this little Zan diss track stuff. Get in the icebox. I don't even know. Dude. I didn't even look into it, but just it's not really that funny.
Let me try to play it. Is it how bad is it?
I don't even know. He said, "Hey, if you're a white rapper and you don't have face tattoos, get out there and get some face tattoos, bro," or something like that.
Fire line.
Lil Xan went nuts and said, or Lil Xan's fans went nuts and
the Xan fans.
Yeah, the Xan heads.
It's playing if you want to crank up that vol. It's kind of funny, yeah, a little bit.
No,
no, it's not.
He's just not an Xbox. No, yeah. I didn't want to put up with this week.
No, I'm not putting up with that either.
Also, call me an armchair quarterback here, but today I wake up and I'm expecting to have a relaxing Sunday, and I turn on the TV to put on some background stuff while I'm making breakfast.
What'd you make?
Just some eggs.
Okay.
I got baseball going into playoff basketball, going into playoff hockey that's happening now from now until probably 1 a.m, West Coast hockey games. Playoff sports. Get in the icebox. Spread out the schedule a little bit here.
Jeez, dude.
Don't put all the playoffs at the same time. The NBA and NHL playoffs being at the same time is
damn.
I don't know.
All right. Just getting fired up. Wow. All right.
Got a chip on my shoulder.
Yeah. What else?
That's it.
All right. I'm down.
What do you got?
I think, I'm John Daly, playoff sports. I'm getting in the icebox. There was a few lads that were planning to have a rave inside an emptied out Toys R Us in the UK. Fire idea. Right?
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Idea. Yeah.
Sounds great, right?
I would love to be there.
That sounds cool. Empty warehouse thing? Perfect. 5 people arrested. Before it even happened.
What?
Let the boys play. Yeah. Get in the icebox, cops.
Yeah.
I think the cops are getting the icebox. They're not even going to let them do it.
Are the London cops, or English cops, called something?
Bobbies.
Get in the icebox.
Bobbies? Yeah. We're putting Bobbies in the icebox. I don't know exactly where this was, but. Dude, I don't know. Just let him do it for 5 minutes.
And then arrest him.
It's like the last day of school. Like things loosen up. You start pulling a couple pranks. Stuff that wouldn't be let go normally. Wouldn't be let go. No, that doesn't sound right. That wouldn't fly.
Great.
During the school year. Last couple days of school? Yeah, I'm going to pull a couple pranks.
Just let them in.
Let the boys play.
Yeah.
And then I think even if these guys, if the cops wanted to punish these guys, canceling their show before it even happened, there's no punishment there. They just don't get to do something. But if you make these guys carry all their gear there, and then you got cops around the block, music starts up, then you come in.
Shut it down, yeah.
Shut it down, make them carry the gear out. That's a little more punishment.
Yeah.
A little embarrassment for these guys. Mm-hmm. But I'd say do that. Get in the icebox for shutting down the Toys R Us rave before it even happened.
Bobby's. Or is it Billy's? Because a Billy Club. Billy Bob's.
No, it's a Bobby on the beat? I don't
know. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. I also unfortunately have to throw somebody else in the icebox. What's so funny?
I just remembered who it is.
Andy Cush. I'm back at it with this guy. I really have a serious qualm with this fella.
Jake put Andy Cush in the icebox about 2 weeks ago, I think, for saying Jack White's new obsession is hip-hop or rapping or something like that.
Yeah, it was Jack White raps on, what was it, Ice Cold Zebra? What is that song called? Ice Station Zebra? Jack White raps on it. Okay. It was that kind of thing. All right. Well, that's weird, but okay. Listen, dude, Jack White's been rapping since you were in diapers. All right, pal? The denial twist. More like he's going to punch you with his denial fist if you keep talking like that.
Yeah.
What's
he got this week?
He wrote an article also, but we did put him in the microwave because
we put him in the box, he didn't write for a few weeks.
He didn't write for a few weeks. Took a couple weeks off, but then he comes back hot with some articles, easing his way back in. You know? Nothing too offensive about, new track here. Arcade Fire covered this song here, or some stupid article like that. I'm gonna let it slide though. But then releases an article April 9th entitled Jack White Has Rap Opinions Now. Dude. And he's like talking about, he's like, yeah, Jack White commented on Nicki Minaj's song. It's like, is he not allowed to comment on? He's a titan in the music industry. He's not allowed to talk about anything that he doesn't do.
Titan in the music industry, dude.
He signed shirt. He has a rapper on his label, and he doesn't. He's not even allowed to talk about the biggest song.
Produced Black Milk one time. Made beats for Jay-Z and Beyonce.
How does that work?
Was on half of the Tribe Called Quest album.
Rapped on the Denial Twist. How does this guy? I don't get where this guy comes off.
I literally saw Q-Tip come on the stage when I saw Jack White one time.
Yeah.
And rap for a bit.
So I don't get where Andy Cush is coming off think that saying that Jack White isn't allowed to talk about rap music, which is really pissing me off this week. Again, sorry, Andy Cush. I hate when I take like a personal offense to like one person for the Icebox, but this guy just keeps
He's being a moron.
But I do, once a week, I do go to Spin and then I type in his name and look at what articles he's written. So I kind of do it to myself.
Well, you got to hope for the best for these journalists. You know?
Well, I was psyched when he didn't write anything after he was put in the box.
Yeah. No.
But now, Jack White has rap opinions now, apparently, and that's fucking news. Damn it. So Andy Cush, remain or back into
just
the
get
Xbox.
Back in there. You're one step closer to the beef basket, my friend. You
be
better,
careful, man.
You better change it up here.
Be careful. Does it neutralize him that I put him in the microwave, though? Or no, is it still two boxes?
I mean, if you freeze something and then put it in the microwave and then put it back in the freezer, that is definitely going to go bad.
Yeah.
So he might be going.
Let's just count it as two then. Let's save the beef basket for next time, which I'm sure there will be.
Two things to wrap this up here.
Speaking about rap. What? Chris has opinions on wrapping things up now?
Oh, wow. So
I'm Andy Cush. Oh.
We didn't get to the new Florence and the Machine song, which stinks. We didn't get to the new Kamasi Washington song.
Does the song stink or the fact that we didn't get to it stinks?
The fact that we didn't get to it. Janelle Monáe we didn't get to. Jeez.
Duster.
Yeah, so.
The Long Shot.
Album of the week here, we're going King Tuff.
We're going King Tuff's The Other.
Bit of a slow week, but yeah. This King Tuff album's good. So we're going to play Psycho Star, but
can
also.
Can I read some ad copy?
I don't know if we have the time, dude. I wanted to mention Duster as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Duster,
yeah.
Duster, Stereo Gun put out an article on Friday that one of my favorite bands ever, Duster, is back in the studio after 18 years.
That's a long time.
So I wanted to play my favorite song to them, Read to Hillsborough.
That sounds like an Arctic Monkeys song title.
It very much does.
An old one.
Mm-hmm.
Via Hillsborough, please.
So we're going to play Psycho Star from King Tuff. Congratulations on earning Album of the Week, buddy.
Wait, you were just talking about... Oh, okay.
And then we're going to go into Duster.
Oh, okay.
So we're
done.
We're saying goodnight.
Oh, all right, cool.
Is that cool?
Yeah. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show.
Love you.
Guys got to start calling in again.
That's a good point.
Watching the fire.